Welcome to Holistic Man Podcast, where we explore the journey of holistic wellness, personal growth, and mindful living. I'm your host, Kenneth Berenson, and today we are diving deep into topics that matter. Whether you're a holistic leader, therapist, life coach, or someone on a path to a more balanced life, this podcast is your sanctuary for inspiration, alchemy, and insight. Visit us at holisticmen.co for more resources and to join our community. Let's get started. Today, I want to talk about emotional support. In regards to emotional support, there is a balance that I want to highlight. I've seen both sides of this. In a general sense, emotional support is basically where you support the person's narrative or their ego. And it can be beneficial or it can be not beneficial. But that's what really emotional support is. It's not necessarily being supportive of the person and their growth, but it is basically making sure that the person maintains a stable environment within himself. And that's really important. If you're supportive of someone, the first thing that usually comes up is the story from their perspective, which can be valid, or it can be they might see something screwy. But the first thing that needs to happen is that you actually receive what they're saying properly and receive their perspective, receive what they're actually saying, clarify if there's something that you're not completely comprehending so that you get a good picture, and then follow what you feel come up in your body. Like if you feel some resistance towards certain things that they say, sharing those things are also equally as important, even if the individual that you're supporting does not want to hear it, which might very often be the case. But also the flip side is that you're so honest and authentic that you're bombarding the person with honesty and truth just as you see it. That's not balanced either. There has to be an equal in both. If you're just speaking truth, then the person might not feel that you care about them, which is their individuality, their ego. It is their ego. Let's define ego for a moment, because ego has a bad rap. To me, the ego is just a construct of our personality. It's the genes, the culture, the everything. That's the ego. And there is always going to be a filter, because it is part of what being a human is. But I believe the ego has a dark side and a good side. Some things about the ego works for it to maintain harmony with itself and its environment, and certain things create disharmony. That's usually the part where people say the ego, meaning like it's something bad, right? So I feel it's good to clarify these things, because otherwise, if I say the ego, you might hear something completely different than what I'm actually meaning, because many people have a different interpretation of what the ego really is when they're speaking about it. So defining the words is important. So learning what a word means and learning what you're associating a word with is important as well. Anyway, it is about balance. It's about both supporting the ego and the person and everything as a whole. That's really the most balanced way. And that can look different in different situations. So it's not easy to give a clear talk about that from just concepts. I've experienced a lot in my life that people don't get me. I really know what that feels like. So I know that it's important to validate the ego. That is important. But it's equally as important to give honest advice, but only when invited and that you're in a safe space. It's not something that you just throw out there as a reaction. Because if you do that, then it's your own ego wanting to get back at something. Even if it comes through as truth, it can still be like almost like a vengeful way that it gets delivered. So it's important to think about these things clearly before it gets shared, especially the truth parts, that they are delivered in a way that the other person can actually fully receive. Because that's what you ultimately want. You want the other person to receive it because you actually care. If you didn't, then of course it doesn't matter what you do, because you're going to demonstrate that you don't care, and that looks how that looks. If you generally do care about someone, then it's important to ask for the right time. Is this a good time to talk about this? If there's something that you need to share that's difficult to share. Sometimes there's that too. It's still the same thing. It doesn't always mean that someone is coming to you. It can be you wanting to say something to someone as well. And it's important then to ask for time. Ask for, set the parameter. What do you want to talk about? What is it? It's about this and that, and I have something to share. It's going to take X amount of minutes. When will be a good time for you? Things like that, it's a good starting point. And then, of course, sharing in a way that takes both people into consideration. This is something I still am working on. So I'm talking about this because I want to learn more about it. So what I do then is I contemplate the topic and I present this to you like this, because this is a topic that's important to me, and it's important to me that I develop my character in a way that is genuinely supportive. And so that's what this is. It doesn't necessarily mean that I've gotten it all figured out in my own life. This is a process that I'm going through to be a better version of me, which is what I feel this is all about. Because if I'm a better version of me, then I'm seeing better versions of me out there, which is what I want. Better reflections. If I change myself, then I see the change. Be the person you want to see in the world, basically. There are many quotes about this that it's very accurate. If you have lived long enough, you know that when you, whatever you do has consequences. And some of these consequences you get back and you might not realize it's your own creation because you did it maybe a month ago. But things always come around. And so it's important to make the right decisions now for what you would want in a similar situation done to you. Thank you for joining us on the Holistic Man podcast. I hope that today's episode has inspired you to take steps towards a more mindful and balanced life. Don't forget to join us at holisticman.co. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Your feedback helps reach more people on their holistic journey. Until next time, stay mindful and be well.